Welcome to another episode of Sacred Scripture. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and with me, as always, is Father Bede Nkamuke. Father Nkamuke, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Steve.
As we do every episode, we'll be taking part of the Old Testament and part of the New Testament, and our episode will be divided into two parts. Last episode, Father, we dealt with, let's say, the good part of the story of creation regarding our first parents, that is, the ability to walk around paradise and spend time with the animals and creation. And now we get to, shall we say, the unfortunate, bad part of the story that concerns us directly and still affects us to this day. So I'll read, as usual, the verses, and then we'll get your commentary. This is from Genesis 3, verses 1 through 13. Of all the animals that God had placed upon the earth, none was more cunning than the serpent. Hence the devil, who was envious of the happiness of our first parents, made use of him in order to seduce them. Eve, prompted by curiosity, approaching the forbidden tree, saw a serpent near it. He began to speak and said to her, "Why has God commanded you that you should not eat of every tree of paradise?" Eve answered, "Of the fruit of the trees of paradise we do eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of paradise, God has commanded us that we should not eat, and that we should not touch it, lest perhaps we die." The serpent said to the woman, "No, surely you shall not die if you eat of the fruit of the tree, but rather your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Hearing this, Eve gave way to pride, and she saw that the fruit was good and pleasant to behold. She took and ate of the fruit and gave to her husband, and he also ate. This was the first sin committed. By this first sin, they lost sanctifying grace, which was the life of their soul. They lost the immortality of their body, their eyes were opened, and they saw with shame that they were naked. In their shame and confusion, they began to sew fig leaves together in order to cover their nakedness. But soon they heard the voice of God calling them, and they hid themselves among the trees. And God said, "Adam, where art thou?" And Adam answered, "I heard thy voice, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." And God said, "Who has told thee that thou art naked? But that thou hast eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat." Adam replied, "The woman whom thou gavest to me to be my companion gave me of the fruit, and I did eat." And the Lord said to the woman, "Why hast thou done this?" She replied, "The serpent deceived me, and I did eat." Well, Father, where would you like to start in talking about this set of verses?
Thank you very much, Stephen. I think it would be best for me to comment on one or two things about the passage which you read, that is, or to make note of some things. So for example, yes, like you said, this is the sad part of our history as the human race, and here we see the fall of our first parents. But a few things are worthy of note, the first being that the serpent here refers to the serpent as possessed by the devil. The serpent itself has a reputation for being very cunning, so it was the best animal suited for this intrigue of the devil. So that is why it was easy for the devil to use him, to use this animal to deceive our first parents. So that's the first thing that's worthy of note here. And another thing here is this, that you notice that Satan is being very clever, did not go at this our first parents directly. He had to use some indirect means to tame them so as to weaken, you know, the defense. And our first parents, being so weak and presuming of their own to be able to resist Satan's temptation, unfortunately fell. So even while we note here the cleverness of Satan, it's also a warning for us that we should not argue directly with the devil when we are tempted. In fact, I recall Saint Teresa of Lisieux saying that whenever the devil tempts him,